Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord you're able to spend these next few minutes with me. I'm preaching this week on just two verses of Scripture found in the Gospel of Luke, the 5th chapter, verses 12 and 13. And I've entitled this message, The Touch of the Master's Hand. Oh, beloved, there's nothing more beautiful than the touch of Jesus on our lives. There are times when we first came to Him. Do you remember the sweetness of those hours that you spent in your newly saved, the joy of walking with the Lord? Everything looked different, didn't it? Everything was bright and beautiful. And you knew that you were transformed. Some of you that are listening, you know you're not where you should be in the Lord, and the Lord's calling you back to a consecrated and committed walk with Him. He told His disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And if you will join me in prayer right now, the Holy Spirit, if you will surrender your will to the Lord, He will give you the ability to do what you need to do. He'll give you the ability to end that relationship. And when hard emotions are involved, it's a very difficult thing, but you know what is the right thing to do, and you're really miserable and you don't know what to do. Well, do you think it's an accident you're listening to this broadcast? The Lord is calling you into a walk with Him that you've not known before. And you know you know the right thing to do, but you've just haven't had the strength to do it. And Father, right now, Lord, I pray for this individual. God, I pray that You will give the divine strength and energy that is needed to make the right and proper decisions. Lord, that the decision would be followed by correct action. Father, that You will undertake and You will restore. Lord, Your arms are open, just as the arms of the Father. We, in that parable we call the prodigal son, His arms were open to receive His son who had disrespected Him, who had violated the cultural laws of His day, who had wasted the inheritance He received, and realized that when He came to Himself, He wasn't even worthy to be one of His Father's servants. But Lord, You welcomed Him back. And so, Father, those that are afar off, those who haven't walked in a full, consecrated, commitment to You, there are things in their lives, Father, right now, every backslider repents, Father. And everyone under the sound of my voice that needs to come back to the Lord, I urge you, I plead with you, the Holy Spirit is drawing you with cords of love. And Father, I thank You right now that You will wash over them, that You will touch them, that they will experience the touch of the Master in a way that is so undeniable, that You will meet with them right now, right there, wherever they are. And God, You will bring a restoration that will only You can do. And You will make the crooked way straight. You will cause those valleys to be exalted. Lord, You will cause them to walk in a plain path because of their enemies. We thank You. We stand on Scripture, and we thank You for this glorious work where only You shall receive the glory, in Jesus' name. Praise God. Thank You, Lord. You know, beloved, when we were all sinners, because we were, until that time we recognized and accepted Jesus into our lives, we were dead to eternal life, just as if we were laying on a mortician's table. Spiritually, we were dead. But when Jesus Christ came into our lives, we were cleansed and we were made whole. And there are multitudes of people who are full of sin, and it eats at them daily. They're walking dead people. Only contact with the miracle worker can change their condition. Oh, beloved, church programs, no matter how good they may be, no matter how comprehensive, no matter what the outreach, they cannot change the nature of sinful man. It takes an encounter with the living Lord Jesus Christ. You know, during the early ages of the Church of Rome, lepers were considered as dead, and they had the last rites said over them. Mankind living in sin are dead men to God. They, because of sin, are disinherited of heaven's love and peace. And beloved, that's why the gospel is such good news. There's no other really good news in this world except there is one who can ransom us, who can redeem us from sorrow and heartache and destruction, from everlasting destruction, from separation from the living God. Lord, you alone can do this. And we call out, Lord, right now on behalf of loved ones who are far off. Father, bring them to the ark of safety. And if a person who begins their Christian life, beloved, allows the prince of darkness to bring doubt and fears into their mind, they will slowly reach a place of total defeat. And some of you listening aren't far from that right now. Also, if a person continually thinks on the negative, well, beloved, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. That will be their condition. Very negative. James states that a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Why? Because you have to be decided. I told you I was reading two verses, and I'll read them right now. In Luke, the 5th chapter, verse 12, it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus, fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. This man was not in doubt. He knew he had heard about Jesus. He knew that he could be delivered from that terrible condition in which he had lived, perhaps only God knows how long, and be restored not only to health, but to a normal life and interaction with people, not being a social outcast. But God wants us, we can be destroyed with doubt and fear. Fear hath torment, beloved. And God wants to deliver some of you right now from doubt and from negativity. Father, in Jesus' name, I rebuke that doubting spirit that would torment them. I rebuke the spirit of fear. Lord, we stand on your word using the sword of the spirit. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And Father, I thank you. I thank you now for the faith of God to arise in their heart. And Lord, you said whatever things are pure and lovely, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And I bind that negative. Lord, sometimes it's just a habitual thing, demonically inspired, but it's habitual. And I bind that habit pattern of negative expectations, negative thinking. If anything can go wrong, it will. I rebuke that lie in Jesus' name. Remember, you are a child of God, and the same laws that apply to out in the world don't apply to you, but you've got to stand in your authority. You've got to believe that Jesus meant what he says. When that leper spoke to him, Lord, you could do this if you want to, if you will. And what was Jesus' response? He didn't give a long dissertation. He didn't call out and condemn the man, you know, this is the result of all your sins. He didn't do that. He said, I will, be thou clean. And God is speaking to so many of you that have been afflicted by and oppressed by the enemy. Be thou made clean. Experience the touch of the master's hand. The Bible tells us that many are called, but few are chosen. Why? Beloved, because the price required of God's chosen is really more than our finite minds can comprehend without Christ. There is a walk of victory, a walk of faith that will meet the devil on every avenue of his assault and will see Satan defeated, because a victorious Christian believing God will not accept anything but what the Lord says. Thus saith the Lord, it is written, Satan. Just as Jesus quoted the word of God, in his temptations in the wilderness. We have that same kind of authority, beloved. Yes, there's power in agreeing prayer. I always invite my listening audience to write, but beloved, I can't do for you what you need to do for yourself. You need to stand up and use the word of God and move in that authority. Come out of that place of defeat. Come out into that place of overcoming power. Do you think Paul was just using nice words to say we're more than conquerors in Christ Jesus? He was speaking an eternal spiritual truth. Going back to the leper, we see in verse 12, it says, he was a man full of leprosy. And regardless of whatever sins could be tearing you down and attaching to your life that you've not been set free, he was just as this man. Leprosy was a sign of sin in the Old Testament. I mean, not a sin, but that it is a, in the New Testament, it's comparable to that abhorrent disease that so afflicted so many in that day. But it came to pass when Jesus saw him. Note that this man saw Jesus. Beloved, when you really see Jesus, seeing Jesus will never fail to bring hope to the heart that's been sin-crushed and full of defeat and darkness. I'm sure that this man had heard of Jesus. He'd undoubtedly heard accounts of his miraculous power. He said, "If you will, you can make me clean." And that is exactly what Jesus did. Jesus is reaching out his hand to touch many of you right now. Receive from the Master's hand that which you need, healing, comfort, strength, deliverance, whatever it is, he's here to meet you. Father, let the hand of Jesus touch out and reach every single person who needs that touch in Jesus' name and make them whole. We thank you for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a great privilege and a blessing to be able to minister to you these few minutes that we share together every day. If at any time you miss a broadcast or you would like to rehear one, please go to our website. They are archived there to listen anytime at your convenience. But let us, as we always do, as we bring this broadcast to a close, I never fail to give an invitation for you to write and share your prayer needs. I know it's kind of old-fashioned. Who asks people to write and share their prayer needs? Well, this ministry does. It has for 54 years of daily radio broadcast. So I invite you to write, share your prayer needs. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my partners and my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.